Baseline Marketing Breakouts, the podcast channel that brings you the best online marketing tips.
Another of our Baseline Marketing Breakouts. I'm sitting here with Keith, who wrote a really insightful blog post about riding the video content marketing wave. Hi, Keith. Can you tell us a bit about why you decided to write this blog post?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose when I was looking at and researching the topic that I was going to write about, one stat jumped out at me. And the stat was about 75% of all internet traffic in 2017 is going to be video. So straight away, it was something that I thought, you know, this is going to be absolutely of interest to our customers who log on to our website.
Yeah.
I suppose there are some other kind of stats that jumped out as well. In terms of actually activity and, you know, level of usage at the moment and planned future level of usage by marketers and businesses. For example, four times as many customers prefer to watch video than actually read about it.
Okay.
So that in itself is actually an interesting stat. So we know then that people are going to digest this in a very kind of palatable, easy way. I suppose that's how people are actually kind of trying to learn about products now online. They expect it. And that was also something that jumped out at me. The customers are starting to expect video as opposed to it's a nice to have.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And another interesting piece as well was around the, I suppose years ago, we wouldn't have been in a position to actually drive out video because the framework wasn't in place. The development of the massive development, I should say, of distribution channels like YouTube and other kind of similar sites.
Vimeo, yeah.
Yeah, so they've actually supported all this digestion of video content in a very usable way. As I said, customers now engage with this on a day-to-day basis and they expect it rather than a nice to have.
Perfect.
So I suppose I highlighted in the blog around, you know, the importance and the impact that video marketing has. But I also wanted to kind of call out just kind of key 4 points of if this is something for you, if this is something for your business, that, you know, as a very much a starting point, you can have a read of these. And when you're building out video content, just keep them in mind. So I suppose the first piece was, you know, ensure that your core values of the brand are captured in the video. Secondly, keep it connected with your audience. Remember who you're talking to. Remember your customer base. It's so easy to go off into a tangent and have all these kind of digital icons and all sorts of things that just will not resonate with your customers, and that's important to keep on track.
It's going back to the personas that they have created for themselves. And
exactly. So it's just another communication tool to reach out to your customer base.
Great.
But remember, they're the same customer base. They just digest information in a different way. Unlock the potential of the video. So when you're in a video shoot and you're filming, don't just think that it has a camera straight on. There's so much more that you can do that are very cost effective, but just to add a little bit of something visually to the actual production. And don't forget, obviously, optimize your search. It's always key, regardless whether it's actually video or any other online content, as some of my other colleagues on the website have pointed out. Optimizing search is absolutely key for growing online presence. And just finally, to understand and know your distribution channels. That's key, as I touched on there earlier on. There's so many of them now that can be used. We have so much opportunity. And I suppose if you do want to learn more, read the blog, log on to baselinemarketing.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.